Morning. Today we are going to go through the halachas of Shiloh HaKatan as we head into the country, head to the country and the towns. This is a question that comes up very often and become apparent that people do not know the halachas, what to do, when to do it, should you do it, do you have to do it? And it's definitely important to go through this, these halachas. It's not, there are not a lot of halachas that are necessary for us to really know what to do. We're going to start with understanding this mitzvah of Shiloh HaKatan. We learned the Gemara, whether it's in Sefer Brachos, whether it's in other places, but the Gemara does say it's, we should not say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like we have Rachmanis on the bird, the mother bird, we send it away. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanis on us, and the Gemara says we don't look at the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rachman. That would seem to be Rachman. It's theirs. We follow what Hashem says, not because of Rachman. But we begin with understanding, so what is this mitzvah of Shiloh HaKatan? Why would the Torah, although we don't look for reasons and need to have reasons, but let's try as best as we can through the Chinuch, the Purno, the Ramban, the Netziv, to first understand this mitzvah. And if we understand the mitzvah, we can then appreciate the halacha that follows the hashkafa and the machshava part of the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKatan. Very important chinuch. The chinuch talks about hashkafa pratis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the world, he watches over each one of us. That's the min ha'adam. And then there is the world of the animals. There is a huge discussion about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being a mashkiach al ha'olam, does he look at the min of the animals, the whole species, or does he look at each animal and is there to feed each animal on its own? The Friedlander says to Sister Shaim, there's pages and pages on this concept of Hashgacha, Hashgacha Pratis on Adam. Each one of us, Hashem, does take care of us as an individual, and on the min of the behema, which is a min. We're going to see the chinuch learns that mahalach too, and then he explains Shiloh HaKatan, very important chinuch. So let's learn the chinuch inside together, and we begin with mitzvah tuf menhei. First, we have to understand what's this, what is the roots of the mitzvah. You have to realize Hashem is a mashkiach. Look how he writes these words. The min ha'adam b'prat. Every one of us. When it comes to all other animals, it's a klal. It's not a prat. But it's not Hashgacha Pratius. Hashgacha Pratius is each one of us. Hashem is a Mashgiach. But when it comes to animals, it's a cloud. Hashem looks at the whole species of animals. He doesn't want that they should become extinct. For whatever reason, some of the animals we know why they're needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason for each one of the animals. Shekhapsu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kiyam amin. Hashem wants this species. While kein la yichlal olamin, we're not allowed to destroy a min, becoming an Avraham. Kibashkach achai, lakayim la baruchu, ala dover, yintzvekim. There is ashkacha, Hashem wants it. Ubeniach adam daiti al zeh. Let's, if a person can think about this, yavin darchi Hashem, you could begin to understand the way of Hashem. Biyira, kiyamshach as kiyamamin and ba'ilam shaloi kala. Hashem doesn't want this to be extinct. Va'avad achim ikulam, whether it's vain, this is Shigumara. This is what Hashem wants. The Chavtei Azeh is the way Hashem created the world. Brings the Gemara then that we said in Masechtas Brachos, Alam Gimel Amid Beis. Don't daven and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have Rachmanis on us. The same way we had Rachmanis on this bird. We send away the mother bird so she doesn't see that us take the eggs or the chick, as we will shortly see the halacha. But it's not rachamim. Shana, we see it's not rachamim here. The reason why we're sending away the mother, according to the chinuch, is we don't want the min to be, if we're going to take the mother and the young, and we're going to use it, kill it, then we're destroying the min. There's not going to be a min of this, whatever species we're talking about, of birds. We're beginning to then go against what Hashem's hashkacha is. But it's not rachamim. Let's see how he explains this, because he does then have a twist. We're making Hashem's meat. This is interaction. No, the Xeris. The Ain in Yulimer. It doesn't mean to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a merach. Of course Hashem is a rachmanis. Hashem is a rachmanis on us. Shereinik a rachim. V'amim z'chayim al v'racham HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachim. We have to be a rachim too. Abel kabanasam la'imah. What does this mean? Shemidas harachmanis by chalilo. When Hashem has rachmanis, it's not like us when we have rachmanis. We feel bad for someone. We feel someone is in need of money. Someone is in need of help. We have pity on them. Why do we have rachmanis? Because Hashem created in each one of us b'tivam. Hashem created us with the teva of rachmanis. Some of us, as time goes on, have more rachmanis. Some of us, as we become desensitized to what's going on in the world, we don't have any rachmanis. But Hashem created each one of us b'teva. So we created with rachmanis. That's different than Hashem. Hashem wasn't created with rachmanis. Aber rachmanis elah mechetzay apashit. That's just pashit. These words are hard to understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a merachim because that's his teva. There's no teva to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand Hashem. So when the Gemara says Hashem is rachim, it means the rachmanis, which is teva. Hashem is not created with teva. What is the reason for Shiluach HaKan? Shiluach HaKan is the min. Hashem doesn't want the min to be destroyed. But we shouldn't say that Hashem is not a merachim. Hashem is a merachim. Shluach HaKan is not because of Rachmanis. That Hashem doesn't want us to destroy the min. When the Gemara says that, don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, that don't go to Hashem and say, oh, we have Rachmanis on the bird, have Rachmanis on us. We're comparing our Rachmanis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis. It's totally not the same. We have Rachmanis because Hashem created us with Rachmanis. Hashem is Rachmanis, whatever those words mean to us. But we're not on the, we can't equate Rachmanis that we have and Hashem's Rachmanis. It's a very, very different Rachmanis.
We do it other places.
But
not the Rachmanis.
Right, but not because we have to be a Rachman just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we're doing it because it's B'teva. So we have to use our Teva. Teva, we could fight the Teva. You could say, I'm not having Rachmanis. I don't want to help this person out. It's a Teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a Teva. That's the way
unless we want the eggs, we really should be doing it. The whole ikers came on in,
right?
And we meant to leave the eggs.
Yeah, but then what's we want to take the eggs. We'll leave that. We're going to learn later. I mean, that's the whole machlokes in the achrayim. Do you have to take the eggs or not? But if it's going to, according to the chinuch, if it's because I want to take the eggs, I better leave the mother at least.
So people are doing those kind of behavior.
Right. So we're going where the players, the chinuch, looking at the way most in the then they would take the eggs, right? We don't care about the eggs. We're not eating these eggs. And for them, they did want the eggs. Okay, so that's what we have to see. But again, we're back to that because Baruch Hu made it Xerah. That's why he adds in it to Xerah. You can try to explain what Hashem wants, but at the end, this is a mitzvah in the Torah. But you're right. That's why we'll see shortly the Rukhivayr. The Sipurna says also this idea. He clearly writes this. Why, if you go ahead, and mekayim mitzvah shulach hakan, hinei bein shulach hayesh is a chesed. La'amoy, shuloi lahashke, zeroi v'sasada, shame after. Be shulach hayim, mamish, like we just said. So the Sephora is saying in one sentence what we just learned in the chint. Comes along the nitziv. Nitziv says a different reason. It says re'isi atam. Very, very interesting reason over here. Kasav amigdavah, b'zel l'shayim. Re'isi b'tam amitzah, ki ushil, we're thanking the birds. Ki ushilam gemularach. Why? There ain't really a mother wants to fly away. Really doesn't want to stay with its young. It'd rather be in the free. Why does it want to sit on its eggs and waste? For us, looking at this mother just sitting there, birds' teva is to fly, but it doesn't fly. Because the mother is there to give the need, this necessary warmth to these eggs, helping these eggs fertilize. So we are therefore in need of paying the chickens, the mother back, we send it away. So it's like a payment to the mother who really wants to fly away. So we don't take the mother and we leave the mother alive because it's a gratitude to the mother who really wants to fly away. That's in Itziv's way of explaining what he saw Karisi Batam. The Ramban also, let's look at the Ramban. I wrote that on the sheet over here. It's Rachmanis on the mother. Doesn't want to say, you can see over there that the reason of the Nitziv in the English. Kasav Ramban. Let's look at the Ramban. And the Ramban says like this. Gamzu mitzvah muveres. Benoi says, Benoi, we find many mitzvahs. We're going to be an achzar. So if a person kills the or shechts the mother and its child, that's cruel. Hashem doesn't want us to become cruel. So the mitzvah is of shiloh hakan is really for us not to become cruel. That's really the mitzvah. So again, it's similar to the what the, we're not going to say because we are rachamim. Hashem have rachmanis. Hashem wants us not to become cruel. It's like it's different than have rachmanis. This cruelty and this rachmanis, this feeling bad. Says the Ramban. Oy, either shaliyata kaslas as kaslas likra. I mean, like the chinuch. You see a lot of kill an animal. Shechita itself is the best way. It is Rachmanis. Mm-hmm. Like this, you're destroying the min. Very similar to the chinuch. He brings the Rambam in Maran Nebuchim. Kam shaloch hakan. And Tam Yisrael Benoi. The behemoth has a fear. They never been diagnosed. Animals see their child, their young being taken. Yava same. The chanus for this child. It's teva. Just like it's found by humans. The ikar iser is not because of this reason. It's all exera. But the main thing is we shouldn't become achzarim. So we're not going to, we don't give reasons, but ain't a chanami. If we're going to, the Rambam does look for reasons. The Rambam's telling us we shouldn't be achzar. So we have the chinuch, Sipurno, and the Ramban in his first reason, Ashkasas Hamin. We have the Nitziv, it's really a gratitude to the mother. And we have the Rambam, quoted by the Ramban here. That the reason is enechnami, we should not be achzarim. We're going to be cruel. And in order not to be cruel, the Torah says this is what we do. And that is the reasons of shiloach hakan. And now we're going to go, oh, so if this is the reason, so maybe why we have to do this in the first place? Why do we have to send away the mother in the first place? Enechnami, maybe we should, you walk by, and we don't want eggs, we don't want the mother. So why do we have to do the mitzvah? The mitzvah should only be if we really want the eggs. If we really are, we don't want to be an achzar. We're going to take the eggs. We're going to eat the eggs. We're going to take the chicks and we're going to slaughter the chicks. So we don't, it would be cruel. Or hashkasas amin. So first we have to, we're going to learn over here, the Aruch HaShulchan is a long discussion of it. You make a bracha on shiluach hakan or not. So just to talk a little bit outside here, why yes, why not? Why shouldn't you make a bracha? As the mitzvah Torah says, send away the mother and take the shaleach hasein and the habanim and take the children. It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Why not make the bracha? So there could be many reasons why. We're going to see that in order for shiluach hakan, it's going to have to be that the eggs can be eggs that can produce, turn into a chick, and you're going to have what to eat. If it's not, so then why am I doing shiluach hakan? Like this, what am I taking the eggs for? What's the purpose of this whole mitzvah then? There's no need to take the, why would I send away the mother? Being that we never know if these eggs are going to be fertilized, be able to turn into a chick, so then maybe it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, why are we making a bracha? And that would be the opinion of a lot, many. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's impossible. We're going to learn the Aruch HaShulchan. I'll tell Olam what I tell, what I paskin. It's not just me. Once we run, I spoke about this the other day. Once you have a machlekes, it's suffix brachas lahakel. The Aruch HaShulchan is so adamant about his Pesach Halacha over here, he doesn't even entertain the opinion that says that you don't make a bracha. But La'alacha L'maisa, the place can say not to make a bracha because we will see that he himself brings down a shita. We're going to once again learn this Aruch HaShulchan, if you make a bracha on Shiluach HaKan or not, and then we are going to go into how to do it. I'll teach the Olam what to do and we'll learn the Gemara over here, and it is an important mitzvah for us to do.
You don't have a right to be a...
That's what he wants to discuss over here. But there's other reasons why he wouldn't make a brach either. So let's see. Let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. B'nira Pasha. So right away he begins, Yechayev to make a bracha. He brings the Ravid, and he brings others. The Hilchasa, Tzarech Livarach. The Altito Hilash and Chubas HaRajbi, he brings down the Rajbi. Shekasa, Kal Mitzah, She Ba Mitei Chaverach, Kigana Shabbos Ixela. This is getting into into where you made a mistake. You did it wrong. I don't want to. There's no need for us to really head into the Rajba. But what I want to just show you is we can go a little bit further over here. The he brings down after the Rajba. So you go down a few lines over here. He says again, "V'chein ikar ledina." You should make a bracha. Why not make a? Why not? You should make a bracha. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? And then he brings the brackets, and these are the sheet. These are the other sheets. Very easy. Beber heitev shekashav sheyesh machleikus. There is a machleikus, and to make a bracha without shemu malchus, and the pisei tshuva too. Pisei tshuva also brings down not to make a bracha. Why? We just said it, friend. Shema yimatzei ma'ase. Maybe the eggs are not going to perform. Then Kedai says the Aruch HaShulchan, don't listen to that. Very strong words. He brings down Paiskim. Dim came, don't make a bracha on tefillin. Why making a bracha on tefillin? Maybe the tefillin you're wearing are possible. It's strange. I don't understand that. The tefillin are possible. We brought out tefillin, we checked it. Why should we say it's possible? How am I going to know? Why? How is that a raya to eggs if I don't know if they're going to be, if they're raya or not? But he, that's it. That's what he says. Bim Taimar, he himself then says, what do you mean? I rely on a chazaka. Okay, I'm Kane. Gan Khan, let's rely on a chazaka. The nitrosh.
Our
but maybe not. You say you don't know. No, but it's filling. I already checked our tefillin. So we have a chazaka. What's the chazaka? Right. Maybe. I know, but at least we did know once it was good. Here we have no idea. He says the ikar is to make a bracha. You make a shachiyana. He says shachiyana you don't make. It's the first time you ever do this mitzvah. You never did shluchah. Everyone should be doing shluchah kan once in their lifetime. And he says, why don't you make a shachiyana? He says there's no simcha to this mitzvah, even though really it should be the simcha. And also the enem is mal zman. That gets into the halachas of shachiyana or not. Halacha lemaisa, the paiskim do bring down. If you start looking at the achrayim over here. And you look at the next one, and the I put on the sheet over there. The Paiskin say in the Tiras Nisana, which the Aruch HaShulchan brought in, chain of Aruch HaMitzvah, like we just said, Shema Yua Beitza Maizaras. So we see Paiskin and the Pistik Shuvas. Halacha Maisa, most Paiskin say, most Paiskin say there's not going to be a bracha. It's a Suffolk bracha Slahakul, because there are Paiskin that say, you don't make a bracha, we don't make a bracha. And also, we don't even, well, today, we'll see soon. Most people don't even know if the birds are kosher. If it has to be a kosher bird. If you're not, it's a kosher bird. You can't make a bracha either. So you would have to know it's a kosher bird. You need someone that's an expert in birds to tell you. I'll share with you shortly. That we're going to get to also. Most of the cases today, we're not going to know if it's the father or the mother anyway. Unless it's at night. If it's at night, it is the mother. But you're right. And that's what we're going to see. Most of the cases you're doing Shiluach HaKan is during the day. Those that are those that you call because you want to do the mitzvah, will do it at night because they know for sure that it's the mother. But for us that are going to be doing the mitzvah, most of the time it's going to be during the day. Once it's a day, you're not even sure if it's the mother. Not there are ways to tell. We'll see shortly. But what we have to see, there's a couple of things that are very important for us. Then, if you're not sure, if this whole mitzvah is a mitzvah where we're sending away the mother, at the end of the day. It is, in some ways, a tzar bal chayim. You're still sending away the mother. The mother wants, the teva of the mother is to go away, and it's here. But you're still being mitzar of the mother. You're sending the mother away, and the mother could see you take the eggs. In some ways, we're doing it because we don't want to be an achzer. We're doing it because of rachmanis, but it's still a little tzar bal chayim. So would we do it in a case of where we're not sure, which is most of the time we're not going to be sure, unless you have someone who is well-versed in not just the halachas, but knows birds, knows if it's kosher bird, if it's not, and if it's the mother or not. So first, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the Gemara here, and we are going to attempt then to answer that question and some of the other questions in Shiluach HaKan. So Gemara like this, Tana Rabbanan Rabbanan learned, you carry kansi bol fanacha, that you chanced upon it. Ma tam learned it. Yish nema shalef tishalcha sim zaban fiel yach. Maybe let me go look. Let me go look, right? We know by the trains. That's where usually they go to find the birds and if it can be mechanics of Shiluach HaKan. I would think that I have to go look. Kadei Shiyam Tzakan. Hamalayim, no, you chanced upon it. I'm walking, I see it, I come up to the country, I see that there's a nest somewhere in the summer home. That's usually where it's going to happen. That's usually when I get the calls the first week. or when everyone's going to go up, you were all there already anyway. So now's the time that you would see it, and you are chanced upon it. Brings down the Gilya Masha. First of all, he says, Rabbi Kibega, number four, Rabbi Kibega says, he brings down the Chavis Yar, that once the Bikara Kantipa, once you chanced upon it, now you're Mechuyim. He can't say, you know what, I don't want to do it. Then you can't just go on your way. Once you see it, you have to do it. You don't go look for it. Don't go looking around. Let me go see if this bird's here or not. But once you see it, you have to do it. Now, why do you have to do it? First of all, this mitzvah, this Gilim Hashav brings down over here in Reish Ali Beis Sefalot, this Chav mitzvah, whenever people say they want a school for having children, so you tell them to do the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. If you look at the psukim, it's Samuch, the Shiluach HaKan to Vesabanam Tikachlach. What is Vesabanam Tikachlach? Lenafshachach, in the kind of the mitzvah, you will have children. So that's one of the schools that people try to be mekayim when it comes to having children. Some say shiluach hakan, if you're building a house, you're going to move into a house, you want to buy a house, shiluach hakan helps with that too. Let's go there. Let's see how the mechaber brings down the halacha. Number five, kan amazum enetzla, you chanced upon a kan. Those are in your house. If they're in your house, you're potter. It's not kiyikara. Kiyikara means you chanced upon it. You didn't chance upon it. This is yours. You have birds in the nest. You can have it on your roof. What tapichim in the walls by on the side of your house. Ubibayros in a bar. Habs and tanagol chickens. Chikana with the paradise. So they were running around wild. Kai. Very important. Look at this. The next two lines in the Chabad to understand. So you come up to the country. You see it on your porch. You see it on your roof. You see it. It's a private property. Is that enough to say that I didn't chance upon it or no? So now we know that chatzar is kaina. Your chatzar is kaina. If your chatzar is kaina, so then once the birds are yours already, it's only to shluach hakan. Shluach hakan is on birds that are hefker. Look at this mechaber. Mechaber says, so the minute I pick up the mother, if I lift up the mother, I'm a kaina salalu zachsalai chatzarim. And chatzar is kaina, ba'amalai mezumin, and you potter. What does that mean? When the mother's on top of the eggs, so then I need to do the mitzvah shiluach hakan. If I have to do the mitzvah shiluach hakan, I'm not kind of, I cannot take the eggs now. So my chatzah can't be kinded. Why can't my chatzah be kinded? That's how, look at the Aruch HaShulchan, that's how he explains the halacha. Biradvar. The kaim will on chatzah shiluach hakan. It could be. If it's mishtameres, if it's guarded, and ours is not really guarded anyway, but let's just assume it's mishtameres. Then kain lo chayiv oisam. Why are you chayiv shikarnu parad? The parad is lebayim. So it's a bezachim. So automatically, there's no mitzvah shiluach hakan. We're in kamezamin.
Oh, but you don't want it.
Very good. We have to see if you don't want it. That's what Moshe says. Achazal amru sham the also list gets the beitim. I don't want the beitim. Calls man shem rebetzis lein. Umemela. Oh, the chatzah can't be kinder. Kivin galay matzah zachi. I can't be zachi. Why? Because the mother's on top. My chatzah is not kind either. Uchein yishahug ba'ein. Once I lift up the mother. Now, and I want the egg. This minute I want the eggs. That's why I'm lifting up the mother, right? I'm lifting it up. Now I want the eggs. Oh,
how she do you want to do that?
Very good. So that's Ramayisha. Zach Salai, I'm Zaycha. Now it's Mezumin. Oh, now it's Mezumin. I'm Pata from Shiloach. So we need the birds are not yours. You pick up the mother. It's in your chatzir. Let's say it's called Mishtameres. No one's coming on your porch. No one is going to take it from you. It's Mishtameres enough. Here, it's your, the eggs are Mishtameres, it's not going anywhere. So therefore, you would be kind of the eggs, and therefore, it's considered Mezumen. It's Mezumen, there's no mitzvah Shiluach HaKan anymore. It's my chatzah. It's my chatzah, chatzah is kind of.
So why is it not kind of when the mother's there?
Because I can't take, if I can't take the eggs, my chatzah can't be kind of. Very good, halachically, I can't the eggs. Why? Because the mother's on top. I got to send away the mother. So as long as the mother's there, So you're all thinking, so there's no mitzvah, what's the mechaber talking about? But if there's no, if part of the mitzvah is not, if there's two parts of the mitzvah, shaleach hasein, habarim tikach. Some learn that that's two separate mitzvahs. Send away the mother. So here there's a mitzvah to send away the mother. Okay, there's no mitzvah to take the children. Is that taking the children a part of the mitzvah or not? That's machlaikis, which we're going to see. That we're going to see shortly. But if there would be such a mitzvah just sending away the mother, then we understand what the mechaber is saying over here. Chaber is saying over here, Chayiv. Okay, I'm Chayiv. Chayiv to send away the mother. Oh, once I send away the mother, there's no mitzvah to take the beitzim because I own the beitzim. That seems to be what the Mechaber is saying over here. Right, well, because he says chai, that's his lashon. Come, let's now learn some of the swarm. One of the swarm that I use is Sefer Shulchan.
Why can't
I
just have him about stuff?
Very good. So that's going to see Ramayisha, if that's what you should do. So, but the Mechaba should say that. But at the end of the day, you want the eggs. I want to use the eggs. I don't want to be kind of the eggs only to the mitzvah Shulchan. So that's what, let's see right now. So Yud Zayin, first you see over there, Kana Nimtzeh B'Sechagah Shaltris, all these are considered Ein HaMezumin. He's talking about, they have a box, and even though, and if you can open it up, it's the bird's going to fly into the house. But the point that he says over there is, and this is the main point that we're going to be going with, that once the birds can fly away, you have no shlita on them. And the minute you open, let's say they're inside a box, so you can open up the box, the mother's going to fly away. Okay, it's ein hamizomen, actually kai mitzvah. So today, really, unless it's going to be in an enclosed area where the birds can't fly away, then it's not considered as mezumin. Mezumin means that it's in a cage, or it's locked in an area where it can't just fly away. But if it's going to be where the birds can just fly away, I mean, if I have a closed porch, I'm a fanami. But if it's going to be an open porch, it can just fly away. It's not mezumin anyway. But we have the problem with the eggs. The eggs, I'm kind of, the eggs are not going anywhere. So let's see over here. All these cases, he goes through every case over here. Kana nimtzeh me'al mezagin, right? Many times on an air conditioner. If you have air conditioner, on the top of the air conditioner, you find the kan, and it's connected to the bayis. Also, ein mezumin. You do shluach hakan. Let's hear Ramayisha. Zok Ramayisha like this. Beitim shut l'mishus v'yubayim me'ahem. Avoloi ha'isadayt, let's go spend. Can you do mitzvah shluach hakan? Now a shayla over here. It's in your rishus. And I lifted up the mother. Al mechaber. You lifted up the mother. It's in my rishus. The eggs are in my rishus. They're not going anywhere. So I sent away the mother. Okay. Let's see. The Indian, he brings down the one who asked the Shiloh, Mamish learns what we said. He brings down the whole Mechaber, and he gets to the, let's just skip because the first full line is the Mechaber. Then you potter. Asher b'kitzer. Ramesh is very, very short. Shetzaydik, he says, he's answering his question. Only the Tanagom Shekana b'paradis. That is considered kichata shikana beitim kishugimay me'aleya mishum shada. I want to be zayich in them, but loy bebeitim shein daiter listus. And like the Eilun's time, Ramesha says we don't have intentions to be zayich in these eggs. We don't want these eggs. What are we doing with these eggs? We're just doing permitzah shluach hakan. Vegan. Then he also says vegan bechlal gabetzi pyrim ba'avzim betagam echatayim. Let's say a person says shein zeschus. I don't. It's not for me. It's not good. I don't want this. So believe him, even if he says it later on. Well, none of us want these eggs. We don't want to be kind of the eggs. We don't want to be zeich in the eggs. So wherever you're going to find wherever you find this, it's a mitzvah shluach hakan. That's basically the answer. None of it's mezumah because I don't want it. I'm not using these eggs unless one of you wants to use the eggs. You want to save it. You want to use the chicks. You want to raise you want to have a farm of chicks, then fine. But you're not, you never, Ramesh is saying in the Mechaber's case, he probably didn't want the eggs. You want the eggs. And now we have your chatz is kind of. But if you don't want the eggs, so then it's not kaina anyway. It's not mezumin. The birds can, the mother bird anyway, can fly away. That's for sure not mishtameres. You go away anyway. I don't have any control over those birds. It's only the eggs. The eggs itself, you don't want to be kaina, and that's what Ramosha says. So now let's see how to do the mitzvah. So sometimes people will say to me, they want to do it with their wife. They want to do it together. Is that the mitzvah? Is not, should each person do it on their own? And we're going to see you can do the mitzvah five times if you really want. Although the Mechaber doesn't say that, but send away if the mother comes back, and then you can do it again. Every time the mother comes back, do it again, but you have to pick up the eggs. If the picking up the eggs is part of the mitzvah. So let's learn the Gemara here. It's Gemara, the Gemara. First, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, if two people are going to do it, Shnei b'nei adam, they do it together. So in other words, let's say they hold a stick together and they scare away the mother bird. That's Reb Chaim Kanievsky is. Everybody gets a half of a mitzvah. So you want to get a half of a mitzvah with someone else and get a half of a mitzvah. You want to do the whole thing? I'll show you how you can do it, and everybody can get the whole mitzvah. So let's just first see how to send away the mother bird. So we come to the country, we see that there's a nest, and we see there's a mother there, and there's eggs. So we got to send away the mother. How do you send it away? Part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah says, Shalei HaTishal HaZem, you have to send it away. Ba'meh Mishtalcha, Ravuna Amar B'Raglo. So you have to take it by its feet and send it away. With its wings. So Rashi is a fascinating Rashi. If you look at number 7, Rashi discusses where else you find the word Beraglah,
And we find it in Baba Kama. Here it's a little bit different than over there. But Rashi says, Achiza biraglayim. You grab it by the feet and you send it away. Obviously, none of us are going to be able to do that unless you somehow sneak up on this bird and you're going to take it by the feet and you're going to send it away. However, the Rashi then says another shot over here. Let's just get straight to the halacha as it's getting a little bit late. But if you look at the halacha over here, the Mechaber does not say a word about the Raglel, and what does it mean, Be'akpev? What does it mean to send it away, Be'akpev? If you look at the Chassam Sefer, look at the Chavrusa part of it. You see the Aras Chulun, Dachuk, Namalaf, Amid Beis, it's the number four there. There's a Rashi. The Rashi has a few pshatim in what this means. Ketzad Oifen Hashiluach, Im Oisev Raglel, Be'karnel, Shalich, is it with the wings? And Rashi brings down, with Pirush Rashi, Goras, Beregel, Shadid, Nibai, Pinchikotzitz. A totally different idea what raglel means, but I don't want to confuse the element. I want to go down two lines to see if Sam Sefer. Look, Sam Sefer, Tamu al Pirish Harishan, he doesn't understand Rashi at all. He just banged the nest with a stick and the birds fly away. Umashmi, you don't have to grab the birds. So why would Rashi say you have to grab the birds, whether with its feet or with its wings? So therefore, they learn a totally different shot in this Gemara of Bameh Meshalcha. Lahalacha l'maisa. Then all we have to do is send it away any way you can. You could scare the bird, you're sending it away. Because the Chassam Sefer says it doesn't, this Gemara, when it says Baragleh, Be'akpeh, doesn't literally mean that you're taking it by its feet or you're grabbing onto the wings and throwing it away. It's any way, and that's why the Mechaber doesn't anywhere, if you looked at the Lashon of the Mechaber, doesn't say a word how to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down what we said before. Ish l'stapik, imzeh shekasva tayra be'esavan antikach, is that a chay? Well, that's a reshus. Ve'echem and avigdol and pasuk, that's a reshus. V'mraitza, if you want, mishaleach ein v'abanim yachad, I loyally tell abanim. That's a chacham tzvi. La'alacha, we, of course, want to do the mitzvah for all shittas, we take the mother too. Comes the mechaber, look at the lashon of the mechaber. Sarach l'shaleach ein, doesn't say how, just send away the mother. It's out of your reach. And then he does say, take the bottom. You should take the bottom. To be, all shittas are needed to be mekayim the mitzvah properly.
How far does one have to go? Kind of...
Right, so let's see. The next thing I put over here. Sometimes when you get close to the kayim, margesh is b'zayim. The mother already realizes and it will run away. Chen ro, have kavan on the yad, the tchila right when you're coming. L'kayim es ha-mitzvah, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. L'chol oifin. Any way that you cause the mother bird to fly away, while you're there, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Whether it runs away because you hit it with a stick, or whether you did it because of fear, you're always any way you're mekayim the mitzvah. If I get close to it, if it's high up, I'm going to take a stick. But take a stick, hit the nest. Any way that you cause the mother bird to fly away, it's me approaching the nest. It's me hitting the nest. I am mekayim b'shalech es aim. I'm sending away the mother. So we did one time. I come up there, I send away the mother. I pick up you have to pick up the eggs three tefachim. That's the right way how to do the kinyan on the eggs. You lift it up.
You pick it up in the nest?
Yeah, you take it out of the nest.
Take it out of the nest. And you pick up the whole nest?
Oh. No, pick the eggs out. Yeah, you take
the eggs.
Right, get them. Get your hands dirty. Sarach, so Mechaber says like this, not well as habadim. So what happens? You took the bottom. You have to take the bottom. You lift it up, three tefachim, so we're not talking about a lot, about a foot, that's what we're talking about. The top is 4 inches, so it's a foot. You lift it up a foot. Tzarech tez the mechaber. What happens? You took the banim and you return it to the khan. And then the mother comes back. If you stop right here, it seems that the mitzvah is only once. You did it and it's over. I did it, it's patim. But the halacha is, it's not really true, because if I go ahead and be mafkir the eggs again, it's not mine. So I took the eggs, I need the eggs, because that's the way to do the mitzvah. Now that I took the eggs for the mitzvah, can I put it back? So let's see. Let's see the mechaber in Sifhei. I'm right to l'kachayim, so l'shalei chabanim, that you for sure can't do, en rishay. Shalcha v'chazra, this is going back. Every time he comes back, you have to send it away. So you see that although the Gemara says you're potter, but if the mother comes back, send it away. That's because maybe you didn't take the eggs yet. Avalim, that's what he says. Avalim shalcha v'nach la'banam zilakan v'chazar and potter. You're potter. So it doesn't seem there's a way to do the mitzvah a few times. But when you look at the paiskim, today, they all say, of course, everything is Rokhaim Kanievsky, and Rokhaim Kanievsky does right, and in this Sefer Shluach HaKan, he says like this, so you did the mitzvah, be mafker it in front of three people. That's hafker, I don't want the eggs anymore. That's the right way to do hafker, in front of three people. Over the oven, boy, over the oven, we know the sheet is to hold, even if I'm mafker it in front of one. Be mafker in front of that person, the next person who wants to do it. You do the mitzvah again. You can do the mitzvah 100 times. You can do this mitzvah, keep constantly doing it. Be mafker the eggs. I'm mafker the eggs. The mother comes back. I'm back to where I was before I ever did the mitzvah in the first place. You can end up doing the mitzvah numerous times, and everyone can get a share. Don't do it together then with somebody else. Why get a half of the mitzvah if you're kind? You can do it. The mother will come back. And that's how you do it.
You have to make sure you put the eggs back before the mother comes back, or you don't come back again.
Well,
you just pick it up and put it back, right?
Yeah, you pick it up and put it back. If you pick it up and the mother comes back, it's not going to see the eggs. It's not coming back. Right. Okay, the mitzvah is only with the mother, although there are some Rishonim that seem to say it's on the father too. But let's learn the next one over here. She shalach the shalach esayim esabarim tikachlach mikan sharak mishluachim. You have to send away the mother. Let me shluachav al kain. And this is a very important halacha. Where it's yainim and tyrim, like you see pigeons. Ain't there's no mitzvah during the day. Shevederach klal, most of the time the av is doiger alavetz, and that's why when they do shluach hakan and the neighbor over here, they go to the trains. You don't do it during the day. El arak b'layla, that's at night. B'layla, and what's night called? 6 in the evening until the next morning, 7 in the morning. 6 to 7 is the mother. Ula, by other birds that we find. So then the mother does come during the day and during the night. Then you can do the mitzvah during the day too. You also can do the day. That's why I tell people call me up. I said, yes, it's during the day. But you could do it, even though I'm not sure. But I said to you before, even if you're not sure, the arak b'layla, the mefarshim all say, that you could still do the mitzvah because there's a mitzvah here. It's a suffix if there's a mitzvah or not. And if there's a suffix, that's why we're not making a bracha anyway most of the time. Second thing is, and I'll prove it to you, where do we see this halacha? Because we're going to learn the Be'er HaGadol, on this halacha, look at Lamed Beis. Hey, Mekai Mitzvah Shulcha Khan has to be a kosher bird. If it's not a kosher bird, there's no Mitzvah Shulcha Khan. If you're not sure if it's kosher or not, which many of us would not be, that we're not, unless you know birds, Mikhaim and Samitzah. So do the mitzvah misafik. So you see, you're allowed to do the mitzvah, even if you're not sure if it's a kosher bird. The Ainzah Nikra, it's Sarba Lachaim. It's a safik. I have a safik mitzvah here. Safik mitzvah that says, do the mitzvah. Where do we know that from? Because we see it from the Mechaber and the Begera Gaila too. Look at the Mechaber in Siftes. If there's a hafsik, the mother's not on the actual eggs. Oh, you show you two rows of eggs. And the wings are touching the upper ones, not the bottom ones. So all these cases in the Gemara are mesufik. It's a shaila. Is there a mitzvah of shivuch hakan or not? So there's a hefsek, and the mother's not directly on the eggs. Send it away, because the Gemara is mesufik. If this is considered a chatzitza, is it considered the mother's on the eggs or not? And sure, if you don't do it, you don't get malchus, because it's a suffik in the Gemara. Says the Be'er HaGadol, what do you see from this halacha? When it comes to Shluach HaKan, l'chomra, sveka d'iraisel. Well, in your Malkus, you're not going to get Malkus because maybe, you know, there's no mitzvah to do it. The Gemara is mesufik. You see from over here, when it comes to Shluach HaKan, and you're not sure, you do the Shluach HaKan. So if it's going to be back to the Yoinim, it's for sure the mother during the day. But all other birds we don't know, go ahead and do the mitzvah of Shluach HaKan because mesufik, we send away the birds. The Be'er HaGadol says this twice because he writes it in the next. In the next sif too, he brings down go l'chomra. Now, what does it mean? Sometimes you come up, and especially now, as the season is we're deeper into the season, it's on the afroichim. It's not just on the beitim. Now, what's considered on the afroichim? It has to be on the afroichim. What does it mean? Usually, it's going to be on the side. It has to be al. It's not al. It's not on these chicks that are ready. Chicks are not flying yet. But it has to be on it. So let's just see the last couple over here. Let's see the Mechaber. Mechaber says like this. If the mother is not on the eggs, but it's Yeshev's Bein, either Bein HaBeitzim, Bein HaFreichim, even if it's touching a pucker, you have to see that it's on top. If you see the eggs are around it and the mother is in the middle, then you're puffed. I don't know if you can see my picture over here. It's very, very hard. I didn't have enough room here, but if you see the wings over here, the wings in this picture, the wings are on the nest. I know it's impossible for you to see it. But I'm going to read you Lamed Vav, and then I'll go back to the picture. Lefi shenem avayim revetes al afreichem beitzim. Ein nekaimen el mitzvah, ela im kein aim revetes al habeitzim. Has to be on the beitzim, al afreichem. Revetes al habeitzim. What does it mean? What does it mean, revetes al habeitzim? Hakavana, that it's under it. Uba'aysem shem revetzim aleim, loy mekaimen es ha-mitzvah. Has to be on it. What about afreichem? The al afreichem, hakavana shigam im rat savora aleim, areza nikah sheretzes aleim. It does, of course, it doesn't mean it's going to be on top of the Ephraim. It wouldn't really make any sense. If part of the mother is, even if the tzavar is over the chicks, that's considered Revetes Aleim. I raise that, Shereksa Aleim. Came in my Fetus Melakan. So if it's also, if you have the wings on the Khan, that's the picture. Now, if you could see very closely, the wings are on the wings are spread out. So the wings are on the eggs. You also have the mitzvah because that's revetes al habeitzim. That's also good.
There's more than one egg, more than one efrich. You have to take them.
No, you can take one, right? You don't have to take all of them. No, very good. You only have to take one. So you don't have to take all of them.
Each person can grab one. Oh, no, you have to, each person send
away. Right, you have to send away the mother. The Ichi was saying is the mother, you know. Now, what happens is, can you do someone, the Paiskim asks, can you make a shliach to do it? Is there a mitzvah shliach? We know that shlichus applies to servants. I can have someone do b'dikas chametz to me. I can have someone light candles to me. Can you have someone do the mitzvah shluach hakani? You send someone. You heard that there's a nest. Well, you yourself don't want to do it for me and be my shliach. So the last one on the sheet here says, Adam shekashal l'kayim es mitzvah machas ziknai shakan nimtzah b'makam v'vaya. I can't reach there. I can tell someone else to go up a ladder. I can make a shliach. He's doing it for me. My cane, my osher yishalach as a yaina, a shliach yared leis avanim. He can take down the banim imakum gavaya. He's not zayich in it. When I get it, I'll lift it up so I can have someone do the. It's not a mitzvah shebagufay then. If it's mitzvah shebagufay, I can't have someone wear tefillin for me. But if I can't do it, some people are afraid to do it. They don't want to get close to birds. They're scared of birds. Do they want someone else? They can make a shliach to do it. Yes, the eggs you gotta have to lift up. That's part of the mitzvah. I can't have something pointing to what he's saying. You really, the one who's going to lift up the eggs doesn't have a mind to be kind of the eggs. When he brings down the eggs, you're going to lift up the eggs and you will be kind of, you'll be able to be zaycha in the eggs itself. The truth is, the eggs, most people do not have a problem holding on. It's going to be the actual chicks that people don't want to hold. So there you could actually take the nest itself. You can take the nest down and lift it up. I'm kind of, as long as I'm kind of, so now I did the mitzvah, I can lift it up, I'm kind of too. So you can be kind in such a way, and then you can put it back. You put it back, you get the next person to do the mitzvah again. Important, once again, if you do see it, we don't look for it. I know today people go look for it. If you want, you can go look for the mitzvah.
Country, how do you know it's a kosher bird?
Well, huh?
In the country, how do you know it's a kosher
bird? Very good. I'm saying you don't know. That's what you do in Misafi, because we see you can do it. That's why you're not making a bracha anyway. There's ways how to tell. I mean, if you know people that are...
Take a picture of them.
They take a bird. That's what they did to me. They sent me a picture. Or you look at the actual, you could actually tell sometimes by the neck of the bird, also if it's the mother or not. There's ways how to tell if it's the mother bird or not. The father bird is a different color than the mother bird. I'm not an expert of birds, but a little bit I know. So if you you look at the bird, sometimes you could actually tell. Mostly if you know the simat, right birds are tar. Most birds are going to be kosher. Most birds are kosher. You could assume that the bird is kosher too. And there's no eagles here. I don't know. Most of those birds, you know, finally with us in the country, and most of them are kosher birds. Maybe them are. So then you know that there's a good chance of doing the mitzvah. And even if you're not sure, we said you can do the mitzvah anyway. An opportunity can be mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Reb Chaim, he said in one of the svarim I saw that each one of the gedolim, I'll make sure you have to do once in your lifetime. Once in your lifetime, do the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. So maybe the once in the lifetime, go look for get someone. They have these people that are
the pigeons.
Do pigeons. Say, but the pigeon you got to do at night. Pigeons you can't do during the day. All right, we should be zeichet to be able to do this mitzvah, and now that we have a bit of understanding, we'll do it the right way.